Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baylor student now may have the coronavirus. This is according to the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District. The student recently traveled to China. The CDC is running tests to see if that student has the virus. Baylor says they moved that person to an isolation room on campus just in case. Cleaning crews also sanitizing the dorm where that student lives. School says any students with questions can reach out to the Baylor Health Services. Yesterday, we got word the CDC is also testing an A&M student who also traveled to China. Those results could be back as early as tomorrow.
And one North Texas physician says the Metroplex is ready for any possible coronavirus outbreak.
Dallas physician Dr. Katie Jarvis says in a global economy, all expectations are that the coronavirus will continue to spread, but that North Texas hospitals are prepared. She cites their excellent response to the Ebola cases several years ago.
Dallas-Fort Worth really is leading the way in this. So I think that you're going to see a real interesting push here in this local market to help respond to diseases.
Meanwhile, agencies like MedStar are taking precautions. Matt Zavatsky with MedStar says they've begun to ask anyone calling 911 complaining of respiratory illness if they've recently traveled to China or been around someone who has.
That's occurring in the dispatch center as well as the field crews on the MedStar units. When they arrive on scene of calls where a patient may have a respiratory complaint, they are doing the same type of screening just to make sure.
He says they will place a surgical mask on a patient and have responders don special equipment if they believe they have coronavirus symptoms. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, flight attendants at American Airlines say they want American to take more action to keep them and passengers safe from coronavirus. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants President Lori Bassney says Americans give them hand sanitizer for flights to and from China, but she wants the airline to take more emergency measures.
What I'm asking for is every precaution. We already have the gloves, and I don't think that those wipes are going to do anything, you know, the antibacterial wipes. But our flight attendants are asking to wear masks as well.
American says it's been working with the CDC and Customs and Border Protection. American says its medical director is coordinating with those agencies on health and safety.